nation.
On this episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid, Biden quits. He's done. Sayonara. See you later. We'll never see the vegetable in chief ever again. That's my prediction this morning. We're going to talk about Biden's final act. We're going to break down his remarks. We're also going to talk about the continued presidential campaign of Kamala Harris and President Trump's strategy in handling her on the trail. Additionally, we have updates for you on the situation unfolding with the protests in D.C. yesterday and so much more. I want to welcome everybody into this very special Thursday edition of the show today. And I need you to help us get this party started by rumbling this video. You guys know how to do that. That's the thumbs up on the browser. That's the thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you show us, and you get us to the top of the Rumble leaderboards because it is the only place that we belong. So we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. You better be too. And let's go. Everybody, Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. It is Thursday, July 25th, and I'm joined in studio by the one and only. He is the most bass producer in the game, and you know what? If you're comparing his daily functions of performing the duties of the office of president to Joe Biden's, well, it looks kind of similar. Neither one right now will be carrying out presidential duties in the next 6 months. Producer Frankie, it's okay. I still know you got a lot of other duties to maintain and to handle. How you doing?
Slava Frankie, Frankie, that's what I'm talking about. Great to
Slava
be here, Mike.
Slava Frankie. Yes.
You're right, though. You're absolutely right. It's a joke, and he retired last night. I mean, I don't know why he didn't just quit, because that's basically what is going on. We're not seeing him. No shot.
Well, here's the, you know, we always do like a little shock value. A lot of people in the comments to me are already like, Mike, Biden didn't resign. Hold on a minute. I need you to think one step further here. This guy is not going to be performing any acts as president in the next 6 months. He's done. He could not stay awake for more than 6 hours during the day. He couldn't do more than 1.5 public appearances a week. There was reporting that he had to literally cut down his schedule and be done before 7 p.m. and couldn't get his day started until after 10 a.m. because he could not carry out the duties. They were limping him along. canceling public overseas events, wasn't attending state dinners in which he actually showed up to said overseas events, and you think this guy's going to be working for the next 6 months? Matter of fact, I'm hearing from sources today, and it's being widely reported now, that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are going to co-president for the next 6 months. What do you think that means? Co-president? We don't know who's running the country right now, but it's not going to be Joe Biden. They limped Joe Biden to the very end. They had him deliver the lines that were written for him on the teleprompter, even in his final act, even in what I believe will be his final public appearance of all time. He couldn't write words to the American people to speak to them about the end of his storied 50-year career and his unprecedented, essentially, deference from seeking a second term. Couldn't write it in his own words. You know why? Because he read it off the teleprompter. He slurred it. He stuttered it. And he read it again. When you read words that you didn't write, it sounds a little bit different. And when you listen to the words that were spoken, you know it was written for him by radical leftists, the same radical leftists that organized the coup against him. Barack Hussein Obama and his ilk with the gun to the back of his head saying, read it. And if you read it, we'll remember you as a great president. Everyone will brag about how great your first term was. What a joke. Everyone's going to give you a clap on the, a clapping standing ovation and a pat on the back. We'll lie about your record. We will keep Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family out of jail. We'll allow power-hungry, money-hungry Dr. Joe Biden to keep making money. You know there was tens of millions of dollars through dark, shadowy money laundering put into the Biden crime family's bank accounts as a result of all this. It was part of the deal. You know it. So Biden, in my opinion, gave what I believe will be one of his final acts. Yesterday, when he got out of that car and walked up that plane, that wasn't him. He didn't start all of a sudden having the ability to sprint upstairs. They put a body double on there to go up the plane. But I believe that when he actually addressed the public last night, I believe that was really him. They put a lot of makeup on him. They might put fillers in his face. They put the lighting. They had him sleep for 4 days prior. Then they carted him into the Oval Office on a wheelchair. They sat him in the thing and they said, read this. And he did it and he was done. He hardly got through it. He didn't like give an impassioned address. He literally read it. He struggled to read it. And then it was done. Cameras off. There was no candid moment. There was no off script. When you look in the eyes, he looked dead in the eyes. So I'm telling you, just for a little understanding the weight of the moment we're in, this wasn't Joe Biden, saying, oh, I'm doing this, but I'm going to continue on. This is the last we're going to see of him. Obviously, every president has body doubles. Obviously, they had him call in with the AI voice recording. Obviously, we've seen them AI manipulate him on camera before. Remember the thing where his neck is a totally different color than his head and there's like a cutoff line? Oh, Mike, you're a conspiracy theorist if you acknowledge that. Get out of here. Come on. Oh, your eyes can stay open for four straight minutes. You're a conspiracy theorist if you don't think that was an AI image. Come on. You think he got off the plane and all of a sudden he could sprint up the big stairs when he could hardly walk down the short stairs 4 days prior? He's done. You will never see this rotted criminal ever again. Kamala Harris is now going to get a crash course in being the president. And I'm telling you, by November 5th, Kamala Harris will be the president. I know it's a scary revelation, but these psycho people are playing for keeps. They want Kamala Harris to be a president. They want it to be a president versus president election. They will try to gain sympathy points by killing off Joe Biden in the plot. I'm telling you. The meds are gone, and he's weaning off, and he's 82, and he's in failing health. He had a medical emergency in Las Vegas. They carted him into the Oval Office for one little, it's like squeezing the last bit of juice out of the container. And this is all this disgusting geezer, this criminal, the head of a crime syndicate, it's all he can muster. Rest in hell, Joe Biden. It's coming down. Here's the last moment you'll ever see from this guy.
You know, first clip here. In recent weeks, it's become clear to me that I need to unite my party in this critical endeavor. I believe My record as president. My leadership in the world. My vision for America's future. All merited a second term. But nothing, nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy. That includes personal ambition. So I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation. That's the best way to unite our nation. You know, there is a time and a place for long years of experience in public life. But there's also a time and a place for new voices, fresh voices, yes, younger voices. And that time.
So, hey, Frankie, I want to do this just so I could do it one time. So it was him saying this now, but 2 weeks ago, it goes, they say I'm not in the race. I'm staying in the race. Remember that? Yeah, I'm staying in the race. He did it just like that. So wait, what changed in a week? I mean, it's amazing. Now all of a sudden it's time to pass the baton. The guy first ran for president in 1988, but he had this conviction deep in his soul to do it, you know, in his onset dementia stage. Wasn't totally put up for it for globalist scam. And now he's ready to pass the torch. It's amazing. And again, I said that he didn't write the words that were written for him on the prompter. And I can tell you this as a matter of fact, because Joe Biden of 1988 certainly wouldn't recognize the words being spoken by Joe Biden in 2024. Just listen to this. Roll it.
I've kept my commitment to appoint the first black woman to the Supreme Court of the United States of America. I also kept my commitment to have an administration that looks like America and be a president for all Americans. That's what I've done.
Oh, I have kept my promise to appoint the first black woman onto the Supreme Court. What a historic accomplishment. And to have an administration that looks like America, what does that mean exactly? I mean, if you look at the Biden White House staff, first of all, they have massive turnover, so you won't recognize anybody because they're always quitting and coming and going because they can't keep a job because they're all mentally ill. They're all on antidepressants. They're all, you know, deeply disturbed liberals. Probably a disproportionate amount of LGBTs working in the West Wing. Probably a disproportionate amount of every single type of group. Biden's big accomplishment, he touted right there. And then you have Biden also saying some very strange things about things that he still thinks the country should aspire to. So he said, oh, I was the first president who got us in. No, I'm the first president where there was no wars. No new wars were started. Oh, really? So who's flying those F-16s in Ukraine? It ain't Slava Frankie, okay? It's American pilots. We're provoking war with Russia. Who's doing that exactly? He said, oh, I fixed the job numbers. So you created federal jobs, and also people who lost their jobs during COVID got it back because of your party's mandates. Who did that? He said, we beat Big Pharma. He did it in a lot softer tone than he previously. We beat Big Pharma. He did it in a softer tone. How did you beat Big Pharma when you gave the greatest cash windfall to the pharmaceutical industry via widespread COVID vaccine mandate? You beat Big Pharma. It's the same thing as like Chuck Schumer saying, oh, you know, this process was done from the grassroots up, not from the top down. Everyone keeps repeating that lately in the Democrat Party. This is from the grassroots up. It's like, well, nobody even asked you that question, but they just insist on projecting it because they know the opposite's the truth. Like, it's true fascism, the way that they lie. Anyway, so talking about true fascism and changing the country fundamentally, Biden also gave some foreshadowing for the future. Again, he didn't do it. The people who wrote it for him did it. Listen to what he also said in his address. Roll this, Frankie.
I'm going to call for Supreme Court reform because this is critical to our democracy. Supreme Court reform.
So what is Supreme Court reform exactly? Packing the Supreme Court? Remember when he was running in 2020 and they said, will you pack the court? Will you pack the court? Will you pack the court? And he would continually not answer the question. He said, oh, if I win, you'll know my answer on that. it's an absurd thing to say. But now he's saying Supreme Court reform. So what does that mean exactly? A storied institution that's been around since the 1800s, you now want to say we need to reform it? I thought you named this black justice, but it's great. Now it's Supreme Court reform. So Kamala Harris is going to push for Supreme Court reform. That's kind of a very unpopular thing, don't you think? It's bizarre that he said that. He waited up until his last fleeting vegetable moment to say the most unpopular thing. Yes, Frankie.
Yeah, and then, you know, obviously it was all sprinkled in with, we need to save democracy. Democracy's on the ticket. It's democracy. And the best part is that we yes. don't even need to say anything, Mike. It's the Democrats that are all like, okay, if it's a democracy, why didn't we get to vote her in on the ticket? Like, what is going on?
Oh, because, but don't worry, Frankie. Chuck Schumer and Akeem Jeffries assured us all that it was a grassroots up process.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He said the funniest thing, Frankie, you make a great point. Biden says, you know, 18 times in a 9-minute address about protecting the democracy, but it's the first time ever where a individual who won their party's nomination with 14 million primary votes isn't the nominee, and who, by every single, you know, shred of evidence, didn't want to step down but was forced to step down. And they waited up until the 11th hour, and the party scheduled the debate before the convention so they could gauge how bad he would do. And then they wait up until all the primaries were over, but before the convention, to do that so they could have time to swap him out.
And then what happened, Mike, when he was shot, when Trump was shot, we got to calm it down. We got to calm it down. It's our rhetoric. We're saying it's the end of democracy. It took them 7.5 days to hold back. I mean, they're back. I mean, aren't these the exact, it's exactly what they said. Oh, we got to cool it down. We got to stop with the rhetoric. Oh, ending democracy. They're back to it already.
They're back. Oh, absolutely. And it's only going to get worse, I'm telling you. So you want to talk about the lies, you want to talk about the fascism, you want to talk about the dystopian state in which these psychos are in right now. Listen to Jean-Pierre. They asked a very simple question that, again, Americans are not stupid. They know this wasn't a bottom-up process. They asked a very simple question. Should Biden have dropped out sooner? Why all of a sudden? Roll this.
Given the level of support the vice president has received from lawmakers, other Democrats, donors, the party in general, has the president expressed any sentiment that maybe he should have made his decision sooner and given her a longer timeline?
What I will say is this was a difficult decision to make, a personal decision to make, and the president made it. And I will leave it as that.
Does anybody believe that? And Jean-Pierre went on to say that he decided to do this last Sunday. He decided on that day out of the blue. Totally. 100%. He's yelling about staying in the race. So either he really is senile, or they were tightening the screws and he was being defiant and they were jockeying behind the scenes. So Jean-Pierre just going to lie shamelessly till the bitter end. Then they ask her a question, did this have something to do with his health? Now, when Biden put out that X post, when the people who control Biden put out that X post on his behalf and then also changed his banner in like a humiliation exercise to Harris for president on his X account, Frank Biden, okay, Biden's brother, said this was about health. Like, we want to enjoy the time that we have left with him. Basically, some weird thing about him essentially being in the end stages of his life. Listen to Jean-Pierre answer the question about if he resigned, very simple question here, for his health. I think we all know the answer to this. Roll this.
The president believes that it's best for the country that he not be in the Oval Office for another 4 years. How can he assure the American people that he's up to be in the office for the next 6 months?
Well, first I would say is that, and I've heard these suggestions out there. This is not an answer to you. This is an answer to the suggestions that I've heard about him resigning from office. We believe, and any suggestion of that note is ridiculous. It is not what we believe. The president, I just laid out what the president has been able to do in almost 4 years, and it's been successful. He's been able to do more, again, than any president has been able to do in two terms.
Ever.
He's been able
Forever.
To do that more in one term.
Ever.
And he wants to finish the job that he started and delivering more historic results for the American people. And look, he didn't step down from campaigning or from running because he didn't believe he can serve in a second term. That is not why. And what I would say is
I mean, come on.
Bro.
He didn't stop doing it because he didn't think he could run in a second term. Maybe he thought that he could run in a second term, but everybody around knew that he was a senile, decrepit, rotting old bat. I mean, come on. To the bitter end, the lies. What a joke. Yeah, you're right. He didn't do it because he didn't think he could serve a second term. Maybe that's a rare moment of truth. He did it because they came to him and said, you're done. And they took the Biden crime family, okay? They took Hunter Biden, who was in that Oval Office. Hunter Biden was there, Frankie. Popping on the screen. Hunter Biden was sitting right there. Right there. Dr. Jill, Hunter Biden, they were all in the office. All of the stakeholders who are financially benefiting and who are going to benefit with essentially not being persecuted and put in jail, because you know they tighten the screws in them with that. They were all sitting there. Just read the lines, Joe. Just read it. Just get this done. Come on. The teleprompter. He doesn't know what he thinks or what he wants. You know, it's just like, just do it. All the family around him. When he wakes up at 10:59 a.m., he's looking around. And then, like, they're looking at him. He's like this. And it's Dr. Jill and Hunter going, you know what, Joe? You know what? We wanted you to run up until now. You're done now. You're done. But I'm going to be the president. No. You're done. You're done. Just read the lines that the nice men put on the screen for you, that the nice fat lesbians print on the paper for you. Who are they? Just read it, Joe. Just read it. We're going to stay rich. We're going to stay out of jail. Read the lines. This is what we call a coup, okay? An American coup. We saw it play out before our very eyes, and it is an absolute joke. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. What a show. Do not go anywhere.
Mike, the best part about that whole thing is that after Frank Biden made that nice speech about getting his brother back for the remaining time he has on this earth, the entire liberal press just slandered him and called him the alcoholic of the family. I mean... calling him the alcoholic.
You know what's great? You know what's great is that it's the same people who said that Kamala wasn't the border czar, now saying that Biden was in tip-top health and he was ready to go. It's like, why can't they just own it? Why can't they just say the truth for once in their life? Like, no, the guy was really in failing health. That's why he's not doing it. But then they'd have to fess up that they knew about it months ago and that they subverted the process. They're really trying to sell the line that this guy just had an epiphany and decided to pass the torch. Such a joke. An incapacitated vegetable being used like a widget, a pawn on a chessboard. It is a absolute farce. We got so much coming. We got a big show today. We got a big audience today. We're so appreciative of everybody who's supporting us. And I want to tell you guys about our sponsors that are making all of this possible. And then we're going to do some live chats. And the first sponsor of our show today are our friends on over at, we had the order yesterday, Frankie, OFB Farms. Guys, listen, OFB Farms, you guys know them and love them. Here's the deal with OFB Farms. Do you see what I'm holding in my hand right now? These beautiful products. Okay, probably, if you are, let's say, not on the uptake yet, you are using commercialized products that are literally poisonous right now.
Dove soap, ugh.
That are literally pouring into your pores. Your body's a big sponge. And they are poisoning you in slow time. This is the real deal. And I'm telling you, people come up to me and they tell me now, friends and family, they're like, you just smell amazing. Like, I'm like, did I smell bad before? They're like, no, you didn't necessarily smell bad before, but you just didn't smell like anything. Now you smell actively good. And I feel actively good. I feel better than ever because I'm not getting that micro poison seeped into my pores. I got real products from a source where I know it's made. Actually, people who watch the show every day make it. And it will have you feeling great. It's good for your skin. It's good for your body. It smells amazing. You're supporting America First brands, period, full stop. Guys, try my friends on over at OFB Farms. If you're tired of dry, irritated skin and big wool corporations, I'm telling you, a lot of the things you have, the irritations, not feeling good, it's all about what you put into your body. And the things you put topically onto your body are literally putting, it's like what you eat because it seeps into your body through your pores. Give OFB Farms a try. OFB Farms produces quality goat milk products for everyday use. Soaps, lotions, lip balms, all natural relief and beard products, okay? Look at this beard. I mean, come on, this beard's amazing. Why goat milk? Here are some of the benefits. Goat milk is packed with natural and essential vitamins that help you nourish and replenish your skin and regrow dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and exposure to the elements. OFB Farms creates, produces, and ships directly from their farm. No middlemen, no big factories, nice, small, beautiful batches. They got the We the People series that has like Trump on the packaging, okay? It looks really, really cool. Has like him on the packaging, says the outlaw, you know, all these other cool like MAGA themed stuff. So it makes a beautiful gift for somebody in the family. Comes in a beautiful box. I mean, it's really a nice card. OFB Farms produces it from their farm, approximately with premium ingredients in small batches to maintain quality. They're a family-owned and operated goat farm. They're patriotic. They're America first. They're God-fearing folks. Ditch the woke brands and support not only family farms, but people who watch this show. Guys, this is called reinvesting into the show. I always say we need, I'm sorry, it's just true. We need the cash flow to stay on the air. This is not a cheap operation. We need it to stay on the air. So OFP Farms is a great product. They have a great company, and they step up to financially support us. So in order for that to keep going on, you all need to do your part too and buy these products. I mean, come on. It's for your own health. Just smell it. It smells amazing. It smells like a cinnamon bun, you know? Just amazing. So, all right, guys.
Don't eat it.
Ditch the woke brands. Support family farms today. Be sure to visit OFPFarms.com and use promo code CRISPY for 15% off your order. You will not be sorry that you did. Let's go. All right, and now a word from our next sponsor of the broadcast, and those are our friends and over at Genesis Gold Group. Guys, go to goldwithcrispy.com right now. This is goldwithcrispy.com right now. Because as you can see right now, the paper dollar is in flux. The paper dollar is a fugazi. Countries around the world are creating new currencies backed by gold and silver. As a matter of fact, gold and silver have stood the test of time as a commodity with value as the paper dollar has literally evaporated and eroded. I mean, think about how the cost of a home, think about the cost of groceries. Think about Biden inflation. When inflation goes up, it never comes down. That's essentially the paper dollar's value being robbed from you. Chances are your retirement account is fully invested in paper dollars, right? Everything you own is backed by paper dollars. What if I told you you can get out of that and hedge against this inflation the way that the pros do, the way that people do, the way that the elites do? Not people like, you know, unlike people like you and me, we're just everyday people. But the way that those other people do. That's why they don't care. That's why they manipulate the markets. Guys, the solution is Genesis Gold Group. Get in touch with them at goldwithcrispy.com right now, and they will help you, okay, move some of that retirement money into 401k, IRA, an account backed by gold. Physical gold. You'll own physical gold, okay? And they will help you. They'll get you going. They're faith-based folks. They're good people. They're actually the official gold company of Mike Lindell. They were literally formed with Mike Lindell. You know he only put best, and you know how Mike Lindell does business, okay? Transparency, lowest prices, absolute great patriots at Genesis Gold Group. So get in touch with them, goldwithcrispy.com. And also, if you want to own, you know, essentially small amounts of gold and silver, people are like, oh, you know, these giant batches and, you know, retirement accounts. I just want to buy some gold and silver. Well, guys, they got it now, crispybar.com. I'm holding a silver one in my hand right now. It's like a chocolate bar, okay? You see like the pieces, and it basically specifies the amount in grams of what each piece is worth in the bar. And you can basically track the value of it because, you know, gold and silver, they have the values on, like, you just search the value of gold and silver, you can see it. So it's a really cool thing. You can get that at crispybar.com. It's not a candy bar, crispybar.com. And you can buy gold and silver. The gold was sold out. It's now back in stock. You see it right here. I'm holding it. A silver prepper bar, crispy bar. That's for my friends at Genesis Gold Group as well. Guys, crispybar.com and goldwithcrispy.com. Really, really cool. Get in touch with them today. Let's go, Frankie. How we doing?
We're doing, Mike. We're rocking. We're rolling. You know how we do. You know how we do. How's the chat going? What do we got? Sophie Pingo.
Oh. I got an announcement. I got an announcement for the chat, guys. Frankie and I have a very important announcement for our beautiful chat. We'll do some chats. We got MDUSMC in the house. Meemaw, I'm correct. Who are you talking about? J.D. Vance's grandma. Remember, I think that's what he called her, right? I'm not from the South. I don't know about any of that stuff, you know? Frankie and I are Northeastern Italians. We don't know about this Meemaw, like this, you know, the Meemaw. Midwest Southern culture.
I know some Meemaws.
We appreciate it. Knuckles McGroin says, Frankie! Guys, whoever said Slava Frankie at the beginning, Frankie and I were laughing. We're in a countdown. Somebody said that in the live chat. It was very funny. We said, you're a real one. T. Mitchell said, love your chat. Listen, we got a very fun chat. We got Mommy Liberty. We love that. We got Log23 always. Hey, Mike, do you talk to J.D. Vance? Yes. Matter of fact, J.D. Vance gets advice from me before every single speech he gives. Kidding, Log, but stay tuned for that pizza party. Love Bug, good to see you. CQ707, good to see you as well. Voter USA, I did the Rumble like thing. Did you? Push thumbs up to show some love. Let's go. We appreciate that. Vintage Lulagal, I'm a Northeastern Italian too. Listen, Vintage Lulagal is wonderful. Her husband, great guy. Met them at the New Jersey events that we have for Trump in the state. And we're going to have more events coming up soon in New Jersey. So if you live in New Jersey, stay tuned. New events coming up soon. Now that the convention's behind us, you know, some summer holiday traveling is behind us, we're going to be in action, ready to go. So, Sugar Booger says, JD should take some advice from you. Listen, I will say, the greatest warm-up speaker for President Trump ever at a rally, Frankie doesn't like when I'm too. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to. Okay, I'm in the running for it. I'm in the running for it. We say that. It's a little. That's a humble thing. So listen, everybody. We appreciate you guys. And do me a favor. We love live chatting with you every single day. And we're going to keep showing the chat every now and again. But for answering live chat questions, we're going to move that over to Locals one day. We have so much content to talk about as the election is nearing. We only have 1 hour, as you know, on this show to do it in our time slot. So we're going to be not having time to do all the Q&A, but we don't want to ignore the Q&A. So we're going to move that over to Locals. We're going to do that come September. Okay, that's the plan. After Labor Day, we're going to move things to Locals when it comes to our live chat show. We're actually going to make it better because we're going to do full-on live chat shows and, like, you know, very casual, me and Frankie chilling, you know, sipping a bourbon, you know, on the split screen with your chats in the middle. And we'll even get you guys on video chat if you're daring, okay? But we're going to do that on Locals. So we're going to, for the time's sake, because there's so much happening right now, with the switch, with what the globalists are doing, we try to steal the election again. We only have 1 hour. We have our sponsors that are kind of supporting this that we need to make this possible. So we're going to be moving some things over to Locals. Guys, in anticipation of that, subscribe to rumble.com/crispy right now, rumble.com/crispy, so you will not miss a minute of that. rumble.com/crispy, if you haven't already done it, we replay the show every single night there. And also soon, we're going to have our Locals show, which is going to be exclusively to our Locals page on rumble.com/crispy, not on LFA, but on rumbles.com/crispy, our Locals show. So you're not going to want to miss that. All right, Frankie.
Ready to rock.
Let's roll right back into it.
I love it, Mike. We are on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. It is Thursday. It is July 25th. And shocker, shocker, surprise, surprise, we and some other very smart people were correct. And Joe Biden is ancient history at this point. We'll probably never hear his name again. I doubt he shows up at the DNC. If he does, he'll show up for 5 seconds. They'll kind of wheel him on the stage. He'll talk. Maybe he'll die by then. We'll see. I don't know. But you're going to hear almost nothing from Joe Biden. He will not be on the trail with Kamala. It's all farce. He's done. Most popular president with 81 million votes. They're moving on. And now the race turns to Kamala Harris versus President Trump. And it's interesting how right now it seems like Kamala Harris has this thing kind of almost locked up. They say that everybody supports Kamala Harris right now except for Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama is holding out because Barack Hussein Obama doesn't believe that Kamala Harris can beat President Trump. But it seems like that's what we're going forth with anyway. It seems like Barack Obama might need to have his hand in other mechanisms to influence the election other than candidate selection. I mean, he got Joe out of the race, but now, I mean, he has trepidation about Kamala having the ability to win. But I think Kamala at this point is the only option, especially with the FEC, especially with transferring $100 million in laundered money to begin with. She's the only one who could take it. How long would it take for them to raise $100 million? Otherwise, these kinds of things are apparent. But Fox News has issued a challenge, and this is a live update here. Fox News has issued a challenge for a debate between President Trump and Kamala Harris on September 17th. Okay, so they are proposing a debate moderated by Martha McCallum and by Brett Baer and doing it on September 17th. So obviously the first debate was hosted on CNN. And it's now Fox News's turn, right? So CNN had their moment. They had the liberal setting with the liberal moderators. And listen, is Martha McCallum and Brett Baer, you know, conservatives like Mike Crispy? I mean, should Crispy be moderating the debate? Should Tucker be moderating the debate? Absolutely. But I'll take Brett Baer and Martha McCallum over, you know, the CNN crew moderating the debate, if that makes sense. So it's our turn. And when it comes to a Kamala debate and a Trump debate, you know what? I'm glad that that will be, if I had to pick, I mean, I'm just being in the world of reality. Oh, Mike, it needs to be Mike Crispy. It needs to be Jeremy Harrell. It needs to be Tucker moderating the debate. It's never going to happen. But this will happen, and it needs to happen. It's set to happen. I'd rather it be on Fox than CNN. They played their hand by putting Fox News up first, and now, I mean, by putting CNN up first, and now it's Fox News' turn. Yes, Frankie?
Yeah, and then just to mention, you know, after that CNN debate, man, the day after, CNN's ratings dropped 92%. 92. I mean, that's an unheard of number for a network. 92? Mike, I mean, Fox isn't going to, you know, Fox will be probably, you know, I'd say drop 30, 40%. I mean, that's insane. 92%?
That's yeah, nobody watches trash CNN outside of the debate. Now, moving on, and on the subject of CNN, there's obviously been a coronation of Kamala Harris. People call it an astroturfing campaign. What that means is that everybody in unison shouts and screams lies from the rooftop to ferment false excitement and false momentum. I told you they would do this, verbatim. And even with the astroturfing campaign, they still are trying to square how President Trump is having historic support right now amongst black voters. And here's what I'm wondering. Will Kamala Harris continue to shed black voters the way that Joe Biden was? Or are people going to buy the farce that this Indian woman all of a sudden identifies as a black woman and that she's going to actually do good things when any type of black figure in the Democrat Party has lied, cheated, and stole and done nothing for the inner city black community other than import illegals and put them right into the inner city communities? The reason they don't want to acknowledge Kamala Harris as the former border czar, which is, by the way, what she was, we have a clip later in the show that will prove that. But the reason that they don't want to acknowledge that is because the result of Kamala being the border czar is illegal immigrants getting relocated into major cities and them getting all the resources that are allocated for the black people in the community. That could have paid for reparations. But the CNN talking heads, the black PhD DEI recipients, won't acknowledge that because they're on the take. They don't care about their communities. Roll this, Frankie.
The numbers that came out were basically 70-something percent, 77%, or there it is, 76% would go with Kamala Harris, 21% with Donald Trump. Those are historic highs for a Republican, never mind Donald Trump, who I think got, you know, a lot, a heck of a lot less than that. How do you, what does she need to do in your mind to try and get potentially some of those voters back? And we know that black men are the numbers that are growing for Donald Trump.
Absolutely. So when we think about it, typically Republicans get about 12% of the black men vote and black vote collectively. So we got to shift that 9%.
So I think what they're failing to say is that, black men are not going to vote for Kamala Harris. Absolutely not. And Latinos and Latinas are not going to vote for Kamala Harris. And I think increasingly, it's funny because in the chat, Frankie, I tell you, our live audience interaction is great because people are literally saying like, oh, that's one thing. But did you see the video Joy Reid made? They're literally saying in the chat. I can't believe it. Alex Ann said it in the chat right there, right now. Hilarious. We have it queued up for you. You want to talk about the desperation unfolding right now. If you haven't seen it, Joy Reid, is this the plea that is going to work with black voters? You have people saying the media's lied for 9 years about Donald Trump being a racist. He's not. All the Democrats have done when it comes to appealing to the black vote is leading essentially to more death and destruction and despair and impoverishment in those communities. And now you have Joy Reid with the new version of it. The you're not part of us. You're looking strange with her fake black accent here. If you don't go along with it, we're dumping Amber Rose, says Joy Reid. I would say Amber Rose is a lot more authentic than Joy Reid, sheltered, elitist, rich black woman who pretends to level with the everyday minority voter. This is cringe-inducing. Roll, Frank.
Now secured enough delegates to become the nominee, you're going to look real crazy being on the other side of that line, particularly as a person of color, but really as anyone who claims to have any connection to the culture. You're gonna look real weird and real lonely on that side. The door needs to close behind Amber. And she look crazy over there. But shut the door behind her. You really are gonna look crazy being on that side, given the cultural phenomenon of Vice President Kamala Debbie Harris.
Oh my gosh, yes! No, first of all, the cultural phenomenon of Vice President Harris. Girl boss benefiting from a coup. Yeah, that's really good. So isn't it amazing that, like, again, like first woman, first black woman, they do things themselves, the Democrat Party, to delegitimize that moment. Like, you have a person of color, okay, Kamala Harris is an Indian, not a black woman, and a woman, and they're literally boiling it down to an individual who was installed via a coup. It actually delegitimizes the first. Listen, I have always said, is there going to ever be a woman president in this country? Yeah, probably at some point, yeah. But to have Kamala Harris be the second major woman nominee and to be the first one who benefited from a coup. Again, the first time they stole it and rigged it against Bernie Sanders. This time they installed her in a coup when she got zero votes in a primary and Biden got 14 million. They installed her in there. Ooh, a cultural phenomenon. A woman who, when she was on the ballot, got 2% in her home state of California, 0% of the black vote in California, 2% of the overall vote. Cultural phenomenon. I'm telling you, this is why, I mean, to go back to it, I mean, I was traveling during the convention, but I actually was pro Amber Rose on her speech. I was pro Amber Rose. Because I'm like, you know what? At the end of the day, Amber Rose's message, I know we're like, degenerate, whatever. And there's still a voting block there, okay? There's a voting block. Get off your ivory tower for a minute. There's a voting block of people who will listen to what Amber Rose says. And if they're voting for Trump, guess what? Like your semantics and resting on your laurels and clutching your pearls, I want to win. So if Amber Rose is going against Joy Reid, combating the counter narrative, I think that all the black women in the country would probably go, you know what? Yeah, Amber Rose is authentic. She's legitimate. Joy Reid is a manufactured robot who espouses propaganda. So I like the strategy because it makes Joy Reid look like an idiot. Amber Rose gives antidotes and stories and examples of why she's turning for President Trump. And Joy Reid goes, you're going to look crazy with their fake accent. Belittling people in like cult-like fashion. You're not part of the cult. What a joke. Yeah, Kamala Harris, she's a cultural phenomenon. She's a powerhouse. Put sunscreen, Frankie. What a powerhouse she is. The DNC is moving to hold a virtual nomination of Kamala before the August convention, blocking delegates from nominating new candidates in Chicago, despite Kamala receiving zero votes. So I was at the RNC convention. What happens is on the first day of the convention, each state does they start the convention with order of business, and then they put forth the candidate to be nominated, and then each state casts their delegates for that individual, and then if it's contested, essentially with Trump it was unanimous, but if it's contested, then it goes to like a second round of voting, and then basically almost kind of what you saw with the speakership. Remember that? With the speaker election with McCarthy? So they are moving to put it through Zoom. So nobody can dissent. Think about it. It's a lot harder to dissent when you move the convention to Zoom. No, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. As a matter of fact, corrupt, I'm telling you, in like I follow because I'm a local guy too, in like city councils and like in like county GOP organizations in New Jersey, whenever a corrupt mayor or party boss wants to get something through because they know it won't pass muster like in person the way it's supposed to be, they use this COVID infrastructure scam that was set up to say, all right, we can have meetings through Zoom because that was going on during COVID. So we're going to do it virtual. And they use the scam infrastructure that was set up because, again, all the meetings were done virtually during COVID. There was no transparency, no real anything going on. It was all scam. They're going to move it to Zoom, and they're going to have a Zoom nomination and then attend the convention after the fact. The way the convention is supposed to work is you're supposed to attend as a delegate, and the function of a delegate is to cast your votes for the state and nominate your person. And then the speeches start, and then the proceedings start, and then the candidate speaks at the end. But the order of business is what happens on the first day. That's why at the convention, the first day was the longest day. The first day had two sessions. It was 10 hours. After that, it was 5 hours each night. But think about the chaos that ensues if the delegates were voting and Kamala Harris didn't get it, and it went to second, third, fourth, fifth ballot. You'd essentially almost have 2.5-3 days where they don't know who the nominee is because they're just fighting every day. Kind of like with the McCarthy thing. It went on for over a week, right? 18 ballots. They don't want that to happen, and they're afraid that it's going to happen. I guess Kamala Harris isn't the powerhouse that they say that she is. So they're going to move to a Zoom nomination. Oh, but she's such a phenomenon. She's so powerful. She's so impressive. It's an absolute joke. They know Kamala Harris cannot do it, standing on her own 2 feet. They need to help her every single which way. President Trump in his sold-out rally in North Carolina last night, Again, his rallies are like they're sold out to the rafters, and there's literally double the capacity outside, because now he's only doing indoor arenas because, you know, they tried to kill him, the inside job. You know, like, you can't do outdoor arenas because they try to kill him again. Trump pointing it out. Roll this, Frankie.
If Kamala will lie to you so brazenly about Joe Biden's mental incapacity, then she will lie to you about anything. She can never, ever be trusted. She can't be trusted. And just like crooked Joe Biden, Kamala Harris is unfit to lead. She's unfit to lead. She'll destroy our country in a year. This country will be destroyed. A vote for Kamala is a vote for four more years of dishonesty, incompetence, weakness, and failure. Other than that, she's doing an excellent job.
So Trump pointing it out in as clear as day fashion. She's not, she's just not. And the funny thing is, like, she's so unqualified. She's so stupid. She is so absolutely not up to the task. But the sad thing is they'll say, oh, that's racism. It's misogynistic. It's racist. But it's like, I actually think it's racist and misogynistic to put such an empty vessel up. And to say that it's racist and misogynistic to say that she's not qualified. It's actually an insult to women and people of color to say that because she is such a DEI candidate and you call it out as plain as day as that, that that's racism. They're the racists. This is Trump's crowd in North Carolina last night. Absolutely amazing. Roll this, Frankie. To the rafters. And you know, the funny thing is that they're talking, everyone was going crazy about Kamala Harris having a, you know, kickoff rally that had, again, they said about 1,000 people were there. They literally had people RSVPing for like 2 weeks in advance. Trump has a rally. He announces it 6 days prior and he doesn't do any, like, literally everybody shows up, doesn't even need to promote it. And Kamala Harris has like this massive kickoff thing, the biggest crowd she'll ever get. Think about it, her kickoff of her campaign. She has a couple hundred people. Trump has thousands and thousands and thousands, but Joy Reid calls her a phenomenon right now. It is such a joke, such a joke. All right, guys, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back. Show rolls on. Do not go anywhere.
We did it, Joe. We did it.
We did it, Joe. You're going to be the president of the United States. All right. So, guys, listen, we are so appreciative of everybody who is tuning into the show today. We appreciate you all very much. We have a great audience today, an amazing crowd. And I want to tell you guys about our next sponsor of the broadcast. And our next sponsor of the broadcast are our good friends on over at Collect45.com. Guys, head over to collect45.com and get the brand new fight coin. You see it right there. It is a chance to own a piece of history. Guys, here's the deal with Collect 45 and the Disney DISME coin company is that they have a way for you to forever memorialize and capture your favorite moments from President Trump's 9-year run making history. You know they're trying to wipe away the internet and do censorship. You know they're going to rewrite it in the textbooks in history. But what cannot be denied is something you could have on your shelf, have in your home, have in your office, give to your son or daughter or grandchild. And it is a display of real gold and real silver and real copper coins that have on them and have minted on them President Trump's most historic moments. And right now, the most historic moment of all time, is the moment of him surviving the assassination attempt. The fight. So we appreciate everybody who has supported them, and we appreciate everybody who continues to support them. And I want to announce something, okay? I want to announce something today. We are going from this Thursday to next Thursday having a giveaway. This is a giveaway, okay? For collect45.com. I need you to do two things right now to be eligible for the giveaway. We are going to give away this coin to one lucky viewer of the show. This is a silver coin. This is the Trump mugshot coin. We are going to give this coin away. See there? We're going to give it away. you are going to drop in the comments below the term 45. If you drop, so simple, 45. If you drop the number 45 in the Rumble comments below, and tomorrow we're going to open it up on X, but we're going to pick one lucky commenter either on the comments below here or on X. I'm going to make an X post about this tomorrow. But right now, the comments below, not the live chat, but the comments below, so Frankie and I can go back and read it, we are going to announce a winner on next Thursday's show, okay? On next Thursday's show. So we're going to give you guys, as our dedicated Rumble audience here, the first crack at it. No, not in the comments. No, people are doing it in the live chat. Guys, not in the live chat. You need to do it below. You need to do it below. Guys, no, not in the chat. In the comments
guys,
below.
We can't save
gonna be the
chat.
Culmination of a week. The chat's going crazy. Do you see this? They're going crazy.
Crazy.
Guys, comment below. Not in the live chat. Not in the live chat. We got that. Guys, no. Comments
Stop.
Below. Do you understand the difference? I can't, Frankie and I can't read the chat after the fact. Comments below. Okay? So funny. We had like 100 people just do it. Guys, comments below. Comment 45 below. Not in the live chat. 45 below. Comments below. And you'll be eligible to do it, okay? And we're going to pick one lucky winner to win it. And guys, again, show support for them. Collect45.com, promo code CRISPY for 20% off. Also, sign up for the newsletter. They're the ones who are making this giveaway possible, okay? 45 comments below. All right, and now we're from our, that was pretty funny. Now we're from our next sponsor. And they are our friends on over at MyMAGAMerch.com. Guys, go to MyMAGAMerch.com right now and use promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. Go get all of the latest gear. They have the Fight, Fight, Fight shirt, okay? Amazing. Show your support for President Trump with that. They also have the Grace of God shirt, which is essentially, you know, God's hand over Trump stopping the bullet. We all saw that. We saw that happen. So you can go get those two shirts right now on MyMAGAMerch.com, promo code CRISPY. And also, Frankie showed it right there, a shirt that I have coming in the mail that I ordered, Trumpomania, brother, from Hulk Hogan. Trump said yesterday in his remarks, did you hear the Hulkster? MyMAGAMerch.com, promo code CRISPY for 10% off. Go get your Trumpomania shirt. Okay, Trumpomania shirt, all different gear. MyMAGAMerch.com, they're going to come out with hats soon. Go there right now, MyMAGAMerch.com. Go shop today. I'm telling you, a portion of the proceeds of everything that's sold will be donated to President Trump's campaign. Our good friend Al Jacoby runs it. It's a great sponsor. Guys, get some new gear before the campaign season heats up. I bought some MAGA merch yesterday, and I got some pre-orders on some cool hats. So get it. You're going to be going to rallies. You're going to be going to events. Show your support right now as we are headed into election season. The place to go is MyMAGAMerch.com. Frankie, let's roll right back into it.
I love it, Mike. We are on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. I'm coming live from New York, and I'm with producer Frankie. And you know what I said at the beginning of the show yesterday? I mentioned how, you know, neither Frankie nor Kamala Harris claimed to have ever been the border czar. Okay, what a, you know, the only difference between Frankie and Kamala Harris claiming to never be the border czar is that Kamala Harris was the border czar. Now, the Democrats are working overtime to do what I said in the last segment, this AstroTurf campaign, this fake news drumbeat. But here's an ad that I think should be on loop over and over and over and over and over again from now until Election Day. The Trump campaign should run this every day on the airwaves and post this every day to show what maniacal liars Kamala and the fake news is. How brazen and how obviously they will lie. Not only about Joe Biden's failing health, but about Kamala Harris's role as the vice president. Frankie, roll this.
Quote unquote, border czar. Vice President Harris was not a border czar.
Meantime, Vice President and border czar Kamala Harris facing some backlash.
What he said about Harris and immigration was not true. She was never appointed border czar.
And this will be her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border region since she was appointed as the border czar by President Biden.
People are going to have to counter the misinformation. You already hear folks talking about the border czar. She wasn't the border czar.
President Biden tapped Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, to be the border czar.
Now, she wasn't the border czar. That's what Republicans labeled her.
They were very critical of Kamala Harris, especially in her role as border czar.
Now what she's up against is folks lying about her border record, calling her a border czar.
Kamala Harris, who was appointed as the border czar.
The Biden team didn't declare her the border czar. They wanted her to work on kind of the root causes of immigration.
There has been so much criticism against Kamala Harris. You know, she was the border czar.
Okay. Calling her the border czar.
It's a laughable joke. It is a laughable joke. That shows the fake news lying in its essence. And then the issue of Kamala Harris and her being the most liberal senator. Do you know that sites that rank like the performance of senators and stuff like that, that are erasing Kamala Harris's like ratings as a senator? Do you know they're doing that right now? Because they just want to push the Kamala is brat image, right? Nothing about her record, but Kamala is brat. Some bizarre phrase that appeals to 16 to 19 year old girls. Let's have that be the thing. But nothing to do with the fact that she was the most liberal senator in the United States of America before becoming the vice president. This is her in an interview getting reminded of that by CBS News. And when she was approached with that fact, she literally just had a blank stare. Roll it.
You're very different in the policies that you've supported in the past. You're considered the most liberal United States senator.
Somebody said that, and it actually was Mike Pence on the debate stage. But
yeah. Well, actually, the nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator. You supported the Green New Deal. You supported Medicare for All.
Wait, keep going.
That was it.
Oh, that was it. That was it. Well, there was like another second of it, I guess, got cut off, where she literally just has no answer, where she literally just goes, she doesn't even answer when Nora O'Donnell says it. Amazing. So she has no answer for it. How's she going to do with that debate? Most liberal senator of all time. That's all Trump needs to say. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap the show. Do not go anywhere. All right, boom, boom, boom. All right, everybody, I want to thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate you all very much. A lot of comments for the 45 below. But I want to tell you guys about our last sponsors and our second to last sponsor of the show today is Armor Colostrum. Guys, go to tryarmor.com. That is tryarmor.com/LFATV for 15% off. Here is who they are. Frankie, roll this.
The biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. My skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic, a green juice that replaced it all with this Arma colostrum. It is amazing.
You gotta take it.
If you wanna try it, try Arma.com.
All right, everybody, tryarmor.com right there. And also, our last sponsor of the broadcast today, TacRite. Guys, go get the TacRite night vision goggles right now. If you ever wanted to see in the dark, if you ever wanted night vision goggles, who in their life has never said at some point, I want night vision goggles? Come on, everybody has at some point. Guys, now's your chance to get them. They usually sell for $4,000. They are now selling for $200. All you have to do is go to TacRiteLFA.com. This makes a great gift for, you know, an outdoorsman in your life, you know, your son, okay, your grandson. Everybody wants night vision goggles. It's good to just have around your home in case of blackouts and power outages. If you're outdoors, if you're hunting, guys, go get night vision goggles from TacRiteLFA.com. TacRiteLFA.com. Frankie, let's roll right back into it.
Rolling on in. 5, 4, 3, 2.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. And, you know, what's really interesting to me is over the last year, we have seen story after story about the law enforcement going after people perpetrating hate crimes. A hate crime was defined as somebody who desecrated or disgraced the pride flag, but not just the pride flag, the LGBTQ, BLM, alphabet, basically the symbol of conquering America flag, which is what it is. People who drove their trucks over and left tire marks on these flags were investigated and hunted down with taxpayer resources. Some of them were charged fines or had to do, you know, so they had to do parole, whatever it is. They had to do stuff. My question to you is, what we saw in Washington, D.C. over the last 24 hours with people protesting the United States of America, the Hamas terrorist, domestic terrorist radicals in this country, they were doing this. You tell me. How do we live in a country right now where people who drive their cars over a flag that really doesn't symbolize anything really, except strange sexual proclivities, how that gets taxpayer resource investigation, but if you do this to the American flag, nothing happens at all. Roll this. So that, to me, symbolizes everything you need to know. That's who Kamala Harris represents. There you go. All right, guys, that's about all the time we have on the show today. You guys know we do this program. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid. And you better believe we are just getting started. We thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you back live tomorrow.